It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 175. How's it going, Sam?
Great.
Yeah. You're for some reason you're at my house. I don't
It's just in the neighborhood.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. So if we sound different, that's why. But yeah,
well,
so what are you doing here?
175th episode.
Yeah.
Special.
Dude, that's fucking ridiculous. God, 175.
Trying to think of listening to all 175. There's no way.
Trying to think of listening to one. Even if you only listen, imagine if you listen to like 100 and then you quit. That's still 100 fucking episodes.
Barely halfway through it. Yeah.
Oh man, but that's cool. Now I was thinking about it the other day. Actually, this really did happen. I was, for some reason, you know when you think of something and all of a sudden it seems different, or like when you say a word a bunch of times and it's like, That's not a real word. I did that with our show. I was like, we've been recording once a week for like,
I know,
for like what, 3 years?
It defies all logic.
Yeah. I was like, there's no way that's true. Like for a split second, I was like, no, that's not, there's no fucking way that's actually true, but it is. It's fun.
Yeah, and some weeks like this week where I have nothing to talk about, I think like, how would I have anything to talk about? I've said everything I've ever thought of in my whole life.
I'll tell you why, because we got commercials. I got two commercials.
Thankfully, other idiots make commercials continuously.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't have any material. Other people doing stupid shit all the time. So that helps. No, I got two commercials I want to talk about. And then, did you have anything? Or
yeah, I have a couple things.
Okay, well, who should go first? I don't know.
Well, I'll just start with one. This is the thing with 175 episodes. We've probably done this one before, but I don't know if I've said this exact thing, but I was noticing, I don't know if you do this, but I had to, my internet was out. It's back, by the way. Yeah. It went off, because we have the indoor nest cams now, I can see my phone will be like, your camera's been off since 1 a.m. and it's because the internet went out. Which before, when your internet went out, if you weren't home, you didn't know like when or what happened. But
oh wow,
because I think if it happened at like 1 or something, I could think, like in the middle of the day, I could think, oh, maybe there was a, I don't know, like an accident, something's down. And but if it happens at 1 a.m. it kind of seems like there's, why the fuck would it go off at 1 a.m.
Well, unless so they're not repairing something. It's not an
outage. That's what I'm saying. So okay. Anyway, that's sure. One thing. But I tried restarting all my functions, fucking everything, you know, all that shit doesn't work.
Yeah.
So I've thought again that there's some problem that I can't fix. So I called the customer service and they were like, no, we don't have any outages. Your internet's on. And I was like, well, it's not. And they asked me, she goes, so what, can you give me your router, whatever model number? And I was like, I could, but I'm not going, like, just, can you just turn
just
the internet back
on?
Hit
the on button. Yeah.
Like, can you tell me what?
What's the thing? It's like with power, you're like, oh, someone ran into a power line or a tree fell down. Well, like internet, isn't it all underground or something? Like,
I don't know what it is.
Like there's no tree falling on your internet. I don't think.
I was trying to tell you the last two times this happened, what happened was there was a new, like someone moved into a house or bought a house and these idiots turned on their, like there's like a big switch box somewhere that goes to all the different houses or something.
Right.
And they like activated a house and deactivated ours one time.
Oh man.
And they're like, oh yeah, I don't know how it happened, but we just turned yours off. Also, you don't have an account and you don't exist. So we'll have to rebirth you. I had to go through like a baptism and everything.
Now, anyway, the thing is, though, that if you have the phone internet, like if you just do your phone Wi-Fi, it's not as bad. It used to be the end of the fucking world.
That's true. I was going to say that. I forgot about that. I was all pissed off. Like, I can't do anything now at home. And I was like, well, I could just do my Wi-Fi. My hotspot is fine.
it's
faster than my regular.
You like forget that your regular internet's out.
and all the devices now, like you used to have like, oh, well, my Xbox has to be wired or whatever. No, everything's wireless.
Yeah.
Totally fine. But so she asked me about the model number, and I told her, and she goes, now, did you purchase that outside of, whatever calls it, consolidated communications?
And I said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody who would ever buy anything would be outside. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Turn my fucking internet on. On.
Like, only your...
just interrupted it with on. She's like, now, on. On.
Now, sir, do you, what's the model number of the,
The dumb thing is she's like, well, I go, I actually have two router. Like she goes, what's the modem? And I go, I don't even think I have a modem. Do we have modems now?
Yeah, I don't think I do. Cause real. I have the fiber. We're on the same bullshit. I think you joked about it years ago when they changed their name from something you would want to do business with to fucking the company from WALL-E that like.
It's called Consolidated Communications.
Consolidated Communications. As though that's, it's fucking big in lots.
We're not humans and we don't care about any human is what the name is.
Corporate corporation-y.
It couldn't really be worse. I can't think of a worse name.
So I have that too, and I have the fiber or whatever, and I don't think I have a modem. I think it just comes, and that makes it even worse, because like if it goes down, it's like.
That's why it's them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you need to do something to fix this.
I know the way she was talking to me, she's like, well, did you check? What do the lights say? And I was like, look, there's either internet on or not. It doesn't work like that anymore. I was like, I have the same shit. I have Google Wi-Fi, which is the best. It's awesome. Anyway, so we went through all that, but I was noticing the thing I was really going to talk about is none of that. That's all nothing.
Okay.
Is that, do you ever try to talk to those people like they're a person? It's the weirdest thing. I said to her, I was like, so they had a level two.
Well, you just screamed on for 5 minutes.
Well, that's part of the thing I was going to say is that it's weird how when you call a person like that, there's this accepted thing that like, they're not a human. They're not a robot, but like, you're not allowed to talk like, you know, it's weird. Like
you ask them about their kids.
No, you have to just be all business.
Well, and especially because now you don't know if it's someone in India or whatever trying to sound like, because they try to trick you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't care. Just own that you're in India. I don't give a shit. I don't need you to be, hi, my name is Bob. And they have like a weird accent. They're trying to I'm fine talking to someone from, whatever. As long as I'm talking to somebody, I'm actually okay. You know, like, they need to get rid of that whole, like, they try to make like they're in the Midwest somewhere and they have like pick a name that's not right. Weird.
Hank.
Yeah.
But, they were definitely from around here. Like they, or whatever. They didn't, they weren't.
Okay. So you're actually talking to.
So I was talking to a regular, you know, meat eating, well, God fearing American.
Red blooded American. Yeah. No, I usually you get talk about guns. You talk about, in that case, I usually talk to them. Or what do you mean? Like, how do you talk to them?
Well, so what happened was I talked to this first lady who was asking me all these serial numbers, and I said, no, it's none of that. And she goes, all right, well, we're going to have someone else call you that's like a level two technician. So this other lady called me like 15 minutes later, and she goes, can you go out to the garage or wherever the box? There's like those battery backup things. Do you have one of those?
I don't think I do, actually.
They're just battery a box backup with a battery in it that's never done anything for me. All it's done...
How is a battery involved in the internet process?
I don't understand.
Unless there's like a droid that does, like you have to put the battery in the droid.
I think they signed a bad deal with like a battery manufacturer or something that they have to
give you a battery that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, because she goes, I think, she's like, is the battery light on? And I said, yeah. It's like this big white box in the garage.
I don't even know that I have that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And she goes, can you go out there and unplug the thing? So as I was talking to her, I opened the garage door and my wife was coming home from shopping at the exact same time. So when I opened the garage door to go out of the garage, my dog ran out like into the, you know, driveway. And so I started laughing and I was like, man, the timing, like you, that was exactly the time my wife just got home. And then she didn't say, she was like, anyway, the butt, you know, like nothing.
No. Oh, so she's. She's being not a human is what you're saying.
Yeah, but what, and like my instinct, if you're just talking to another human, is to just say whatever, like.
Yeah, like, oh, my dog just ran out, and then they give you something.
Right? Plus, she's waiting for me, so I was like, hold on a second, I get my dog, and I thought, like, we were two humans, and she would laugh or be like, oh, yeah, that's funny, you know, your fucking dog ran out. You know, like, pretend that she's I'm a wow. human, and she's a human. But then that's when I realized, I was like,
you. That's usually how I make common ground. Yeah, I'm a human, you're a human. Yeah. Human Dude. Stuff, huh?
They all just stick to their scripty, yeah. businessy thing. It's so. Why does it have to be like that? Like, yeah, I don't want to hear about their personal life, but they should have to hear about mine.
That's funny.
I'm the customer.
No, I'm the opposite. I don't want to talk to about anything, but I don't want to be like mean or whatever. I do the same thing with every person. Or we talked about this with like Lyft and Uber or whatever, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It was fun to talk to somebody when you travel and you're in a, you know, a new place, and then yeah. you have your Uber driver. It's kind of cool if they want to talk, because it's like, oh, tell me about things here.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So what happened was the battery thing stuck, and I just had to unplug it and plug it back in, and everything worked. And I was like, really? Why does this exist?
Yeah. What is the fucking battery doing?
It's a backup battery for if the power goes out.
So you still have internet.
Yeah, I guess. But well, why then would then that affect
Wi-Fi,
the internet?
But your Wi-Fi won't work.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
That's fucking stupid.
I don't know anyway. If it's for a home phone or like, you know, I don't know. We don't even have a home phone. Yeah.
I just processed what you said. Like, I don't know if it's for the horse carriage that we're supposed to. Fucking home phone.
I think it's part of the package or something. Like, we yeah. have a phone number, but we don't even have a phone.
Oh, I've got rid of that years. That's some Comcast level bullshit you're talking about right there. I got rid of, they would always try to do that because I had Comcast for the longest time. And then there was some actual. That was when that was the peak of power cycling. Was you had a fucking modem from them, you had a router from them,
yeah.
you have a computer that you're like plugged into. You know, there's so much power cycling. Pretty much all of it was big power cycling. That was the that was the height of big powers. Too big to fail. And they that would be most of help would be do this. And I would come in hard on the phone calls with I already power cycle.
Yeah, that's right.
Like just this really insistent. And they're like, do that. And I said, done. I did it right away. Yeah. But now I'm with you where I have nothing. It either works or it doesn't. I'll restart my router once or twice. But if that doesn't do it, then it's like, just fix the internet. Whoever That's I'm talking to. Weird. Our anyway, mom told it. Us, our mom told me rather that she's having problems with the phone, the home phone. And I was like, just don't.
Just not have.
Yeah, what is just throw it away. It doesn't matter. She was like, oh, it's the only. I guess someone sold her on like it's the only sure 911 call is a.
Yeah, right.
Is a landline. I'm like, okay, whatever. All right. I guess if you're in the country and you're, you know,
she's well, like your phone.
I think she wants to be really well prepared for when she has to call 911 for her dad. She's like, I don't want anything to get away.
I guess in her defense, that's all that's going on there is when are they going to call 911?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah.
It's the big event, I guess.
Each day is we didn't call 911 or we're going to call 911. That's most of the happenings.
Oh, man. I want to get to my favorite commercial of all time. God, this is, I love this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to properly communicate this, but I really do. This is like just the best branding, like, ah, God, okay, I'll just play it. This is the product.
Here
this is the mountain, and this is mountain whiskey. Unspoiled.
God, so good.
Forever wild. There's no safety net. No way down.
Up here. No way down.
It's just man and the mountain.
Oh my god.
Mountain whiskey.
Fucking tin cup mountain whiskey. God, it's the best.
A montage of every man thing.
Yeah, what I love about this is it's so fucking laser focused on what it is. There's no, every single frame, every sound, it's all perfectly like this is man whiskey. Tin man whiskey, actually. Man's man whiskey. That's all it. The whiskey could be fucking nothing. It could be iced tea, and it doesn't just matter.
Buying the man.
Yeah, you're the just. Men. That's exactly right. Like this is. You know how they sometimes in you know there's like corporate goodwill and there's brand value and whatever. if someone were to evaluate, like, what's the dollar value of the whiskey itself, the product itself versus the, like, goodwill, the corporation, like, the name, you know, the yeah. all that. It's 100% the tin cup man whiskey, and then whatever piss water is in there doesn't matter. It's literally could be food coloring in water. Doesn't matter. God, it's so, I just want to go, let's go through all the man. It's this so great. So they're on a mountain, obviously, because that's...
There's an eagle cry right away.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, step one, fucking eagle, yeah.
This is mountain whiskey.
God, mountain whiskey. Because when you're going to go free mountain climbing, you definitely want to bring some whiskey to get hammered on after. No, actually, that part's right. Anyway, totally there's accurate. Nothing else to do. Yeah. But I love it. They're climbing this summit here. And oh, let's see all the things. So they're climbing. Oh, you're hammering, fucking hammering, slow motion.
Bearded long-haired guy.
Yeah, slow motion hammering a what would you even call that?
The stake.
Yeah, stake into the side of the mountain. Because you know why? They're climbing, you know, they're blazing new trails mm-hmm. on this mountain. They're fucking, the kind of people who drink tin cup whiskey, they're not climbing the, you know, the road that's been traveled.
Yeah.
You gotta do that. Oh, his grip is slipping a little bit on that rock. He's got a
barehanded fucking, climbing. Yeah, free climbing.
No safety net.
No safety net.
No way down.
No way down.
And by the way, yeah, the voice is not tin cup whiskey. It's
tin cup.
It's no way everything down. Is 1,000% man. It's so good.
It's just man.
It's just man.
It's just man.
And the mountain.
Hey, the guy's sharpening a knife. What is he? Did they catch a fish maybe along the way and they got to like cut
it? You wouldn't
it?
Just sharpen your knives before the trip?
He's got his...
Like, well, what are you doing? We don't sharpen until we're at the top. You know the rules.
Get dull in
dull your... blades only on the way up.
It'll get dull in the backpacking, free climbing process. But he's got a perfectly, like, flat stone. Oh, God, I love it. And a guy's brought an axe.
Yeah.
He's brought an axe, and he's chopping a piece of wood that has been chainsawed. So I don't know. Did they also bring the chainsaw and cut down a tree to get
there
to that?
Usually point? Trees you can fall at the top of them. Yeah. at top of a mountain.
Oh, God. Then finally we get the fucking product. Oh, after all that foreplay, he just whips out the tin. And the whole thing is about that dumbass tin cup.
Yeah.
It's so brilliant. It's not just like, here's a bottle of whiskey. It's a bottle of whiskey with a stupid ass tin cup on the top because that's how the fucking settlers did it. Yeah, you know,
original.
Like, God, it's so great. I see this every now and then. I just marvel. You know, they knew what they wanted and they fucking did it. Every frame is perfect.
They don't even have like a token minority man in there, do they?
No, it's just white. All white guys. Yeah, this is a white person thing. For sure. I was going to say that earlier. Oh, and then he's putting the top back on, you know, and he doesn't just like, oh, I'm going to put the top back on. He's got to
smash it.
He's got to put the top on. He's got to pow, hit it with the palm really hard. God, I love that commercial. It's so good.
It's a little disappointing they cut before all the butt fucking. That's definitely. I would have liked to see
that's
the full,
maybe the extended version. Yeah. Or the what else are you doing? You're on the top of a mountain alone, just man and nature and whiskey.
It's all like they're trying to overcompensate and act like real men, but then they're allowed to get hammered at the top and just be gay once they're finally all.
Yeah. I just want to imagine, like, what if you were camping? Like, what if you, because you go camp, you like going camping.
Yeah.
What if you somehow ended up on a camping trip with some dudes? I could just imagine one of them whipping out a tin cup whiskey and just being like all fucking manly about it. God, that would be the best.
Well, I can't lie. I saw this the first time I saw this commercial, I was like, man, that looks fun. I would want to do that exactly.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's like, I was thinking to when me and say, you know, our brother-in-law would go camping and then we bring some, not tin cup whiskey.
Yeah, that's the thing. You bring actual good whiskey. Yeah, good whiskey. Still, like,
when you're done and you set up a fire and you just sit and drink whiskey, it's fucking awesome.
That's all great. Did you do any log chopping or knife sharpening though?
No, you sharpen your stuff before you get there.
Yeah.
But we, you know, drag the kids and everyone gets like pieces of wood and you get all the little,
I'm not shitting on camping. That sounds fun. And
I'm
also
just saying it
camping
works.
And drinking. Yeah, but this... It's just so good. Yeah, it's so effective. I love it. That's my favorite commercial ever.
God, perfect. I want you to play that Dodge. I want to hear the, you know, with Vin Diesel. what was it?
Oh, yeah. Let's just for all time's sake. It was the Brotherhood of Muscle. Brotherhood of Muscle. Let's see if we can find that. That's 2 minutes. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, Vin Diesel can't talk for 2 minutes.
Does it? I'll make sure I'll
Dodge
Vin Diesel. Vinny Diesel. Okay, here we go. This is the best ever. Yeah, I love this one.
No, that's not it.
The fuck is this? I mean, it sounds kind of like it, right?
We all have that thing inside. You can keep it chained.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the right one.
No. I say smash the lock and set it free.
Pretty awesome.
Oh, it's the one where it's like oil in the veins, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oil in veins.
Commercial. Some men have something.
Yeah. See if this is it. Oh, yeah, this looks like it. Yeah, yeah. This is the one.
Blood may be thicker than water.
It's so dumb.
But we've got oil in our veins. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
It's not even
into the Black Friday sales.
It's not even a voice.
Still doesn't make sense either.
It's like just a bag, like a giant bag of air that's like coming out and going. Like,
yeah.
It's so low that it's not even a human voice. It's got oil in my veins.
Oil may be thicker than what?
Yeah, no, it's blood is thicker than water, but oil. I still don't know the conversion make any chart. Sense. Yeah, is it synthetic too? Because it might be thinner. I don't know. All right. So, did you have another thing?
Yeah. Again, another thing we've touched on before, but I just had a new thought about this. I don't know what got me thinking about this. Did I ever tell the story on here about the time that aliens came to our house?
What?
Yeah.
I feel like I might remember that had you mentioned it.
Yeah, well, I guess I was probably, it's a thing I imagined when I was little, but I swear that at one point in the middle of the night, there was lights flashing all over our house.
Oh, when we were little?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, neither way. Either way, I don't know the alien story, but.
Yeah, well, I woke up and there was lights flashing around our house, like sunlight on and off in the middle of like 1 a.m. And I looked around outside and didn't see anything. You know, we live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
We did. There's nothing out there. So anyway, I was talking about that and I started thinking about aliens again. And
you just can't trust them. Yeah.
And I was thinking like, what, I don't know. I think about this all the time. Like, what would the world be like if aliens just came?
Oh, and, it would 100% be like District 9 or whatever that movie
But what
is.
If they were smart, like not like that. Yeah. Like if they, like, what if tomorrow we're all doing our thing and on the news it was like aliens have landed and they're meeting with the president. Like,
yeah.
Unfortunately,
this president? Yeah. I was going to say, wow, geez. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, would everyone just go to work and stuff? Like, would
we
do our normal stuff?
We can normalize. If we can normalize fucking Trump being president, then I think aliens is actually more normal than that. If we went back to 1996 or something and said, like, which would you have a harder time grasping? Fucking Trump as president or some nut job as president or aliens? Be like, well, you know, aliens make sense, I guess. I think about that all the time. Like, there would be like a day that everybody, it would be like 9/11, basically. There'd be like a day or two where everyone's like, holy fucking shit. And then you'd be like, well, okay, anyway, you know. Get back to football. And
would we? I don't know.
Depends on what they're doing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, what will those aliens
do? Well, I mean,
do?
Inevitably, they're going to destroy us all. They have some plan to, like, infiltrate us and then turn us into them. Every movie is just, they're coming to turn us into them or something. Like, they're poison the water and then we all turn into aliens. I don't know. That's usually how it works.
I would just think by the time aliens got to the point where they could get here, they wouldn't be interested in that. Like, that would be boring. They could easily just kill everything. Like, if they were like, we figured some stuff out and we can just show you all this stuff. And
yeah, I can't imagine. It would be hard to imagine aliens that would be advanced enough to want to visit and then also want to kill us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't see that.
even because you can always do the thing of I could imagine them not giving a shit about us.
Yeah.
and like, oh, and that's usually the plot. They don't care about us, so they're going to use our resources. But it's like, well, there's got to be a lot of fucking resources in the universe before they get to specifically us to take our resources.
Yeah, you know that wouldn't happen.
So like if they sought us out, I feel like they would want to know about, like, I could see them casually enslaving all of us. Just like, yeah, it's like a zoo, like a human zoo.
Yeah.
Like, they should, what if they just came? I'm sure someone's made that movie. Like, they just come and start a theme park here. It's just like alien theme park.
But we're not that interesting. Like, they could, they would study us for a minute and be like, all right, let's figure these idiots out.
Dude, I could go to a zoo right now and look at some fucking monkeys.
Yeah, that's true.
They're always interesting. It would be like that. They'd be like, wow, look at these little monkey creatures they make. Dude, speaking of monkey creatures, I got this was one random thought I had in Chicago, which was
monkey creatures. Here's a thought I had, monkey creature.
No, really, which is, you know, because we always talk about like we are just fucking monkey creatures. That's all we are. It's obvious all in all aspects of our life. But then you go to a city like Chicago or New York City, something where I just looked out the window. We're on the 20th fucking floor of the thing. And you just look out at all the towering buildings. And you just think like, this is just the most amazing monkey treehouses. Like we just built these massive monkey structures for us to be monkeys higher up in the monkey
air. Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's really impressive. It works on our monkey brains.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But what I was going to say is that that's my dream before I die, is that something happens, not like 9/11, of course. I wish there was some event where everyone, all the stupid monkeys were like, "What? Why am I doing this? None of this even matters. Why do I go to my job? Like, fuck this." I mean, it would have to be every single person. That way, like, things would still...
Peace in the Middle East, finally. Yeah.
Well, like, because if you think about it, if no one did anything, then all of a sudden we'd have no food or no... Like, those people have to keep working.
Yeah. But I'm farmers, keep work.
Farmers and internet providers and TV, just the basic, bare essentials.
Yeah, NHL players.
But it'd be weird if most businesses were like, yeah, we're not... There's aliens now, so we're not doing anything anymore for a while. Like, there's no point. I imagine like conversations of, because I don't know why this is so funny to me, but I would love to just live in a world where people would, because we've been doing this work a day thing for however, you know, 2-3 million years, 300 years, 400 years. Yeah. I don't know how long we've been doing this.
Like 100 years.
Yeah, 100 years. But so we're pretty used to it. And I think like if aliens came and they were like, they met with our president, they're like, you don't have to do any of this.
Like, oh, yeah, like, they've got technology that takes care of it.
Yeah,
they like, have somehow better NFL technology.
No,
better.
just like, electricity and energy, whatever, a bunch of stuff. Food. They were just like, you don't have to do any of this. Mm-hmm. We can show you how to just instantly make all this work automated, blah, 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 blah. And to the point where humans didn't even really have to do anything. And then people would still be doing things or get upset. Well,
we'd eventually push to an all TPS report economy. We'd all be, 100% of us would be working in offices making TPS reports that have no meaning for anything. That's what we'd
do. That'd be awesome. But I want to see, my dream would be to have somebody forget what's going on. Like, they're working really hard or get upset about something, and then they say something and the guy's like, dude, there's aliens now. Like, we don't. And the guy would be like, oh, yes, I'm sorry.
He was working on his presentation or something. Yeah, he's like, ah, fuck, I get these fucking slides right for the big.
And then the guy looks at him like, what are you doing? There's aliens. And he's like, sorry. I forgot there's aliens.
Yeah. Or something. Let's get some tit-tap whiskey.
We just constantly get into our old habits. And then we're like, what am I doing? There's aliens. This doesn't matter anymore.
See, you want that to happen because that's how you and I feel about everyday life at all times. And so it'd be nice if everyone else realized that everything was pointless.
Because I can't think of anything else that would happen to make that happen. Unless it's a giant disaster, which would be awful.
Yeah, I would say like a giant nuclear attack
somewhere
that would probably do it.
Because then I couldn't enjoy people saying
anything. Right, so you're saying something where it's peace, it's, you know, it's not harmful. It would be fun. No, I agree with you.
Yeah, I would just love to see a look on a person's face when you told them like, dude, there's aliens now. What are you doing right now? Why are you mad? Why are you doing that thing you're doing when there's aliens?
There's so many other questions to think about. Exactly. In life. Yeah. What are you fucking? doing the, because you can't want to get the number, the quarterly numbers.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of happens now where people are like, dude, well, it's not about this. It's about your family, you know, or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really work. Like people go, oh yeah, yeah, my family. And then they get back to whatever.
Right.
Acting like whatever they're doing is really important. But if there were aliens, I think that might be enough to where people would.
I think so.
At least at first, like you said.
Yeah.
We'd adjust to the aliens.
Yeah. I always think I'm still thinking about this in terms of the workaday week, because yeah. I really think that we need to do, like, the government needs to actually say we now have a 3-day weekend or a 4-day weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, they actually need to make people not be able to work, and then we'll 100% adjust. The economy will totally, we don't need to be working this much. We really don't. Like, it's that, you know, people in like the fucking 50s and 60s were like, well, you're not even going to need to work in 10 years. We'll have this all figured out. We've got food production. We've got all that. But we just find little stupid ass ways to compete and do, you know, like stuff we don't need to do. And I'm sure that if we mandated like a 3 or 4 day weekend, we'd all figure it out. You work like a 30 hour week instead of a 40. Why 40 hours? You know, why not 35 hours? Why not 45 hours? You know? Like, I'm sure we could just dial it back, and then it would. And I think some people would still just get totally fucked. Like, there'd be certain kinds of workers who would be screwed. But we really do need to just do that. Separate topic. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess it made sense when we were trying to, you know, race other countries to have better military or more whatever metal, more mine like precious things.
I think, I think you want to have more diamonds, precious rubies and stuff. I think that's most of how economies work. But now that we solved all that.
Yeah, well, it's not. I mean, China's going to beat us anyway now. So.
Oh, it's true. Yeah.
We lost.
Dude, God. It always has to come back to fucking Trump. But you know, he's ruining everything. Like, it's not even like he's the business president and just going to, like, the stuff he's done with the trade war and all that. Fucking moron. God. He's going to ruin everything. It's the worst. Did you see that they're not even, they just like, China just canceled all the orders for like, what, soybeans or something? I don't know. They just were oh, fine, fuck you guys. Because Trump's a fucking moron. So anyway.
That's like the aliens where I want everyone to die from all everything that Trump's doing just so all the Trump supporters can be wrong. But they'll never admit.
No, they're, it won't matter.
It'll be someone else's
fault.
He
will be impeached probably, or he'll... I think he might get impeached. I don't know if he'll get convicted, but I think he'll get impeached after 2018, and it still won't matter. It'll still be...
They'll
have a false
more.
History of how he was actually the best ever. Yeah, that's... You're never going to convince him.
No.
That's why I want to just move... We just have to realize there's 40% of the country, or 30% or whatever it is, that's just fucking idiots, and just treat them like they're not there, and just try to do everything without them. That's the only way.
Yeah.
There's no way to actually. Anyway, maybe I'll play my other commercial. God, this is going to be harder because I don't really know how to say what I want to say. But this guy has like 10 of these different spots for Honda.
Let me guess, another spring event.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong. It's the Honda Dream Garage spring event. But it ends soon. If you hurry, you can get a deal on Honda's amazing vehicles and take it from me. These are all pretty amazing. Oh, look. It's my amazingly amazing Honda IndyCar, which is a great segue for me to say race into the Honda Dream Garage spring event. Seriously, go fast. I mean, speed limit fast.
The Honda Dream Garage.
God, there's like 7 of these. And I don't know how to say this exactly, except that this guy is such a nothing to me. Like, he's designed to be nothing that I could ever care about in my life. First off, apparently a race car driver, which I don't give a shit about. I have enough. Do not fucking care about it.
Yeah.
And then he's like the most bland. God, he's not bad enough to be funny. You know, that kind of thing where it's like, he's not bad enough to laugh at. You're not like, oh, he's so bad at being a spokesperson. But he's not good. He's just like totally, he's zero. He's just a complete average. You know how Tin Cup Whiskey is the greatest commercial of all time? This is the most average thing. Like, it reminds me of Westworld, you know, how the robots, when they see, you know, like the robots see pictures that they aren't supposed to see. They're like, that looks like nothing to me. That's these commercials to me, as I look at James Hinchcliffe, Honda driver, and I'm just like, I see nothing. It's just blank. Oh, Fred Savage? Wait, Fred Savage is in these?
His name is, or his voice is at the end.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Garage Spring Event is ending soon.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. He's on so many. He's been doing that forever.
I take it all back. This is the best commercial ever. I mean, it's Fred Savage. So
yeah, the way he delivers the lines is like, it's not like he butchers them, but they don't hit at all.
Yeah.
Like, I was just watching that and trying to follow his little puns or whatever, and I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that was a pun or something.
Yeah, 8 fucking spots he's got. God.
There's a million. Kill for 8 spots.
Let me find some of the other ones here. Let's see. It's probably a different one, right? 8 of them, and they're all the same nothing.
I'd introduce myself, but this isn't about me, James Hinchcliffe, famous IndyCar driver. It's about the Honda Dream Garage.
No one knows who you are, James.
Where all your Honda dreams can come true. Big dreams, little dreams, exquisitely engineered and critically
acclaimed
dreams. Like the way
he walks. Like the CR-V.
So short. SUV of the year. Yeah. And the HR-V. Both have style for the city.
He's got the most
ground clearance.
Like a character. If you were trying to make fun of white people and be like, this is the boring, like in some cartoon, you're like, boring, whitey, white person. It's him. He's everything. His stupid fucking haircut. He's the most boring person of all time.
Ah, the garage life.
The Honda Dream Garage.
It's so fucking stupid. It's the most
what Honda's going for.
Yeah, that's the point. It's like the most broad white person appeal ever. But anyway.
It's just weird to me that they would be like, we need to do some ads with James Hinchcliffe. He's really, like, people are really connecting.
Tell you what
with
name
him.
Is really getting people pumped. pumped right now.
IndyCar racing is huge right now. There's dozens of people watching it. Also, they're the least visible of all the drivers. Like, they don't.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even see them.
Yeah, they're not even the NASCAR whatever.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to mention how he's basically Jimmy Johnson of NASCAR, but you don't even know who that is. But I used to watch NASCAR, as you know. I used to like it.
Yeah.
Until Jimmy Johnson came along. And Google Jimmy Johnson real quick. He's the same guy. Exactly the same. He looks the same. He even grew a beard to try to look cool.
I know what he looks like.
You've seen him. He's been in.
How about Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy Johns.
Yeah.
No, that's different Jimmy Johnson.
A football player. American broadcaster. Is that his name? Did I type it wrong?
No, that's it.
Oh, it's the race car driver.
Yeah, right there. The third picture. It's the same guy. Right.
That is the same guy.
So he didn't used to have a beard, but then when he was like, I want to look more like a human's look, he grew that beard.
Oh, is this pre-beard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hate it.
Yeah, he's the worst.
The sunglasses these
people
wear.
Dude, let me tell you what happened. No one listening could ever care about this.
Okay.
He won like 5 championships in a row.
Wow.
That's when I stopped watching. Imagine if whatever sport you liked, imagine you liked hockey.
I know, I'm already, I was going to say, the fucking Pittsburgh is already almost doing that for
What if that guy was like the MVP for 5 seasons in a row and his team won?
Yeah.
It was already had nothing going for it.
Yeah.
It ruined it. I've never watched it since.
Boring.
He's the worst. So boring. He has no personality. You always have to see him on commercials and stuff. I just stopped watching.
It's weird.
He's the same guy. It's weird.
Oh, man. You got anything else?
I don't think so.
I was going to save something for the boner.
Yeah,
here.
We need to do something for the boner.
Let's do... Oh, you know what I meant to say from the very beginning is...
This is our last show.
Yeah. No, Robbie Glantz ruined my fucking life. Yeah, Sam... That was the first thing I said to Sam when he got here. I was like, Robbie Glanzberg. I just tried to do my workout in my awesome home gym that I've built, and it's leg day, and I go to try to fucking do legs, and I can't because Robbie Glanz ruined my life. I must have torn something or badly strained something in my groin, and I can't even do a squat. It hurts so bad. Like, it was, you know, when you, it went from like, okay, I'm sore, you know, and I did like 1 rep on squat and I was like, I'm pretty sore. And then it went from like sore to like, no, something's wrong. This is not right. You know, like something's actually hurt. And I couldn't even fucking do it.
Robbie got you.
Yeah. Goddamn Robbie Glantz ruined my life. I hope there's a support group or something. Like, I'm sure if I search it, like, did Robbie Glantz Anonymous life ruined?
There'll be a class action lawsuit against Robbie Glantz. You probably signed something though, so you're fine.
God. No, you know what? Did I tell you what did it? Huh. What did it was the very... Oh, I guess I was more concerned with the shark spoilers. No, what did it was the very first part of the class, he decided to have everybody do a groin stretch. And I did the growl. I was like, all right, I'll do what it is. Yeah, it's Robbie Glantz. Am I gonna, what am I going to say? No, Robbie Glantz
says stretch. Stretch.
You say how high. Yeah, exactly. So I did the groin stretch. And I don't fucking stretch. I don't stretch. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Bullshit.
It's fucking bullshit. 100% bullshit. Here's the thing. I think that stretching after might actually be good. Like you're supposed, like that might help. But stretching before, no, I don't do it because I'll pull a fucking hamstring every single time, no matter what. It doesn't do anything. I hate stretching. I'm not doing it. And so, but I did because when Robbie Glantz tells you stretch, you stretch. And so I stretched and I felt a little bit of a pull. I was like a little bit of a pull on that side. I was like, oh, that's not good. But it wasn't that bad. And then after murdering myself for 6 hours of Robbie Glantz power skating, I guess that was enough to fucking do it. And now I'll never skate again.
You got glanced.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they call it. Oh, man. It's the worst. It's the worst.
You're fucked.
Anyway. All right. Well, we're going to make sure to have a nice, good Patreon-only boner for you guys. So patreon.com/shoeshine. You know, get over there to hear the boner. Everybody else, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. But yeah, no, you definitely don't want to miss the bonus content. I've got something. I've got something pretty good.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @ComedyShoeShine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.